New York is already using a microcluster approach based on the rising positivity rate of the virus in a region. An area is declared a yellow, orange, or red zone with corresponding restrictions, including limits on public gatherings and potential closures of things like gyms and hair salons. But beginning this week, Cuomo says the availability of hospital beds in a region will also be a factor when determining full or partial shutdowns.
If our hospital capacity becomes critical, we're going to close down that region, period.
But making that determination is a little more complicated. The governor says it will be based on a 7-day average of hospitalizations and positive test results.
If your 7-day average says if that continues for 3 weeks, you're going to hit critical hospital capacity, we close you down. We want that 3-week buffer. And then we call critical 90% of your hospital capacity. So a little complicated.
Cuomo's also asking hospitals in the state to increase their bed capacity by 25%. Cuomo also says he's increasingly worried about indoor dining. He says he wants to follow new guidance from the Centers for Disease Control and further limit indoor dining to 25% of capacity and perhaps ban it entirely in New York City if a region's hospitalization rate for COVID is going up.
If after 5 days we haven't seen a stabilization in a region's hospital rate, we're going to clamp down on indoor dining.
Melissa Fleischett, who leads the New York State Restaurant Association, says based on the governor's remarks, restaurants expect indoor dining will be essentially shut down within the week. She says the new rules for dining limits are on top of the current color zone designations, and they become a confusing patchwork of yellow and orange zones with corresponding restrictions all across the state.
Yeah, it's going to be something to look at the map and try to figure out what the capacity limits are and where indoor dining is and isn't allowed.
Fleischett says the discussions about the safety of indoor dining have already had a chilling effect on business, and restaurants in New York have seen a significant drop-off in patrons since mid-November when the weather turned colder. She disputes the CDC's newest national guidelines on indoor dining, saying they don't take into account the additional safety precautions required in New York-based eateries. Many restaurants have already preemptively limited their services to takeout and delivery. And Fleischett says those that are allowed to remain open, reduced from a 50% capacity to a 25% capacity, will likely decide it's just not worth it.
Because the numbers don't work at 50%, they really don't work at 25%.
Fleischett says restaurants are in dire need of financial relief, and she hopes that Congress will pass the latest $908 billion stimulus package before the end of the month. It would include a renewal of PPP loans, which provides money for owners to pay their employees. But she says what's really needed is a dedicated fund for restaurants, and she hopes President-elect Biden, after he's inaugurated, and the new Congress in 2021 can make that happen. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.